listener production.
Hey there, Saskia Channing with Outback Queensland News. As the youth crime crisis continues to rip through the state, there's claims children are scared to go to school while locals feel like prisoners in their own homes. Speaking in federal parliament, federal MP Andrew Wilcox has accused Labor of turning a blind eye to the issue as businesses and people are falling victim while waiting for Queensland Parliament to return.
I'm urging Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to pull his Labor partner in crime into line and start looking after the victims and not the criminals.
The state government's tougher reforms to the Youth Justice Act will go before Parliament in around a fortnight. Mount Isa Council's locked in their prime choice for the site of the proposed regional university centre. They've agreed on housing the hub within the TAFE education precinct alongside Spinifex State College senior campus. Councillor George Fortune says it would enable kids to stay local while completing their studies.
It's going to be great for Mount Isa as far as keeping those young people here with their families, ability for even mature age people to access tertiary education.
The service of one of the region's most cherished health professionals is set to be commemorated. The Royal Flying Doctor Service has commissioned a display in honour of the newly retired Dr. Don Bowley, who farewelled the organisation last month after 26 years of dedication to Outback Health as North Queensland's resident flying doctor. The display will be in its proposed Mount Isa Visitor Centre. And a Queensland finance expert is hopeful an end to these consecutive interest rate rises is in sight. It's as the Reserve Bank of Australia lifted the nation's cash rate by 25 basis points to 3.35%. Griffith University's Dr. Di Johnson says all eyes will be on next month's inflation, housing and spending data.
At some point, the bluntness of interest rates as the strategy to reduce inflation will come to the fore. So now it's really a case of making sure that the government steps in and has complementary, well-targeted fiscal support.